Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, if you've eaten great pizza in this city, it had to be Antico. It's from the man himself, Giovanni De Palma. We lovingly refer to him as just Gio from this point forward. But you have so many irons in the fire, and I'm with my foodie correspondent in the studio, David Danzig of BitesandSites.net. But Gio, you have so much going on at Antico and Gio's chicken, and you've started multiple things. But first, you just said right before we went on the air that you're known for these great pizzas that you brought the oven over from Italy, and you're going Sicilian.
Yeah. Well, I'm going a little further south in the boot of Italy. Yes,
okay.
I am. And that's, there's a couple reasons why. It's been a long passion of mine to make Sicilian pizza. Not many people know, but my grandfather and my father's side is from Naples.
Okay.
And my mother's family is from Palermo, Sicily. So growing up, I lived with this ongoing argument, right? So is Neapolitan better or Sicilian? So in New York, it's still an argument, right? And so... And they're both wonderful. They're both great. If they're made like with the best ingredients and skill, they're both phenomenal and they're both enjoyed differently. But it's really my mother's side, my father's side. I laugh because in Naples, they use basil on everything, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which I love.
Right. And in Sicily, because you got rolling hills of wild oregano everywhere, they put oregano on everything. So a Sicilian wants oregano on his food and a Neapolitan wants basil on everything.
Wow.
So you'll never find a dish really in Naples with oregano on it. And same thing with Sicily. So the Sicilian pizza is, it's made in a pan. It's a longer, harder process. It takes me back to being a baker. But oregano's star of the show and the tomatoes, and they really stand out. And I have a group in Sicily that goes in their farm with a knife, hacks off the fresh wild oregano, ties it up, and DHLs it to me. That's how good.
Are you kidding me?
I'm the only guy. Yeah, and that's because I had Todd Ginsberg, who's a great friend and a great chef.
Mm-hmm.
We all see this wild oregano stuff that's in the packs, and we think, wow, this is so much better than the typical oregano you could buy at Publix, and we think it's great. And when he saw this, it blew his mind. And he's one of my favorite chefs in town and a good friend. He said, I never saw anything like that before in my life. And the aromatic, so oregano has a bad name, I think, a lot in because it's put on some poor products sometimes and used wrong. But when you have this oregano, it brings our famous Gio's lemon chicken to life.
Oh.
and you really get it. And it's really a Sicilian food. But putting it on the pizza has changed it. And I'm making the pizza to really, tie to... the roots of my mother's family.
So my
pay
question,
homage to my mother.
Yeah. So my question. So I think there's probably people driving down the road listening right now,
right?
And they're going, and they're probably sort of
scratching their head.
They're scratching their head. There might be some people who are actually conflicted because they're like, wait a minute, Antico. So you just to give the listeners some perspective here.
Right.
So how many years ago did you do
ten years?
This
year, our 10-year anniversary starts
10 years
in
ago,
September.
Yeah. Gio launched Antico over on the west side near Georgia Tech. And it created this crazy revolution. I mean, there were lines around the block.
Oh, yeah.
People were, you told me people scalped pizzas.
Yeah.
They'd wait in line, they'd get pizza, they'd come out and go, 40 so, bucks.
Yeah, someone asked me, when did you know you'd be a success when I heard people were scalping pizza?
They were scalping
pizza.
Your pizza.
I said, I think I might be onto something.
You changed, you know, this was this revolution. Yeah.
You started the pizza revolution in this city.
That's what they say.
Absolutely.
I'm glad if there's great pizza in Atlanta and I had something to do with it, I'm happy.
You had people coming over from Naples declaring Antico West Side,
true,
best pizza in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, true, you know, I myself have felt like this will not be topped, and it's far from broken.
Right.
You've got Antico now at Avalon. You've got one, the original, and then you've got one open at the Battery.
The Battery,
outside
and we have
SunTrust
one at State
Park.
Farm Arena, too. Yeah.
Why would you, people are going, Gia, why would you even try to top something that was already magnificent? It was a masterpiece. It was perfect. And I'm nervous. Like, I'm going to go try this afternoon.
I'm nervous.
I'm nervous. No.
Well, listen, I mean, look, you know, look, there's a lot of pizza in the world. There's many different types. But really, if you go in Manhattan right now and you see a line down the block, it's for Sicilian. The Neapolitan pizzerias are ranked the top 10, and they're all great and wood-fired. And Neapolitan pizza, in my opinion, is the best pizza in the world. I mean, it really is the best pizza in the world, the style, the wood-fired, the artisan, mm-hmm, the San Marzano, the Buffalo. It's very hard to make. It takes a lot of skill to make it on the front end. So, but if you go where there's lines down the block and you get true street food, and which is why I'm doing Antico Sicilian, because I want to be able to serve you a slice. I want to be able to deliver you a pizza. I don't do that with Antico Napolitana. So Sicilian, especially with all the DoorDashes and Grubhubs and the smartphone world of delivery, I can't deliver a Neapolitan pizza, and I've rebuffed all those companies for years. And people have begged me, and I said, no. Neapolitan pizza, you eat it out of the oven, you enjoy it, mm-hmm, enjoy the atmosphere. Sicilian pizza allows us to sell slices. And in venues like Avalon, the Battery, State Farm, you know, even the West Side, I'm opening a slice bar because sometimes you just want a couple slices and a Coke.
Right.
And you don't have to go in and get the whole kitchen experience and drink wine, which is wonderful. They're both wonderful, but they're just different, right? So you can get two slices, and very soon you're going to be able to go on a few apps, and we're partnering with DoorDash, that you're going to get Antico Sicilian delivered to your house.
You know, there are not a lot of restaurants in the city serving Sicilian.
No, I don't know of any, really. If there's, I don't
like
really know of it.
But
I don't know. Yeah, okay, but I don't even know. Like, if you said, "Where's Great Sicilian Atlanta?" I don't know. I don't think there would be an answer.
That's a deficit that you're going to fill.
I intend to, you know. Well, I feel like I got Neapolitan pizza and brought it forward, not backwards. Thousands of years. I feel like I introduced Neapolitan to Americans in a way they understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you make it exactly how it's made in Naples, most Americans don't like that. It's too soft. There's no cheese.
It's a little yeasty.
It's a little wet. It's the things that people criticize Neapolitan pizza for. And that's a lifestyle in Naples. You eat it walking down the street. It's a lifestyle thing. That's why they make it like that. So in America, I feel like Antico brought Neapolitan pizza to our shores in a way Americans could appreciate it, which...
Yeah.
Apparently they have, because we've sold quite a bit of pizza for 10 years. So they get it, right? This is pizza. It's just better. It's just made in the Neapolitan tradition. It's just better ingredients than what I'm used to. So that's what was powerful. And that's what I intend to do with Antico Sicilian. There's plenty of Sicilian pizza on the streets of New York that's not very good. And there's some that are wonderful, and there's lines down the block.
Yeah.
And delicious, right? That there's a real passionate person there. And it when you make Sicilian pizza, it takes you back to being a baker. And that's what I like.
Okay.
I'm a baker more than a chef. Okay. If they balance the scale, I'm a baker. I love being a baker. I love being in a dough room. I love being with fresh flour and yeast and mixers. That's what I love doing. And when you make Sicilian, you're really going back to basically being a bread man, like a baker.
Yeah.
You're really, this dough takes 3 days to make. You want me to talk about like how crazy the dough is?
Sure.
I mean, so. The Neapolitan dough is pretty challenging in itself. It's soft. It's gelatinous. It's hard to pick up. It's a 1,000-degree oven. You're under pressure. That's not easy, right? So sometimes we make it, I think, look too easy, and people get in the pizza business, and they find out it's not.
Right.
So unfortunate. But just the Sicilian dough is much harder than Neapolitan dough. Much harder to make. And I'm so proud. Like, when you get that end result of a softer pizza that has a crispy bottom, and you taste the tomato and the olive oil and the cheese. There's nowhere to hide. It is what it is, and you get this crispiness, but yet it's softer on top, and it's light and airy. That's not easy to come by.
So do you have a starter?
Takes us 3 days. Well, good question. Good question. So I originally learned this in Rome 14 years ago. And in Rome, they make a biga first, then you make the dough. So I'm doing something very similar. We have an active live thing like they have at Boudin in San Francisco, sourdough. We have an active live dough at all times that starts our pizza. Starter, yeast, whatever you want, mother dough, whatever you want to call it. But it takes, it takes 3 days to make the Sicilian dough. And it's a 72-hour process. And the difference between Sicilian and Neapolitan dough is the Sicilian dough is made extremely cold. Neapolitan dough, you want it to be room temperature, a little warm to the touch. You want to get it active. Sicilian pizza, we use water 37, 38 degrees, and we actually put ice in the dough to keep it cold.
Huh. Oh, wow.
When we're making it. So it starts with, you know, you got to be really, it's a difficult process, right? The dough has 80% water in it. So imagine getting flour and adding 80% of it, you know.
Yeah.
And then
right.
A lot of yeast and then a slow, cold fermentation. And then, so the one of the crazy things, I'll just let it out now that we're doing, is I'm putting Mediterranean salt water in my dough. So I found a company. I found a company.
Is that customary?
Well, in the top restaurants in Spain now, they're cooking with Mediterranean seawater that's been purified. And it's a way to put salt into something.
It without sounds having delicious to, put salt. To me.
And it's purified, but you have all this minerals and flavor.
Yeah.
So you know how people eat a dish of food and they say, wow, you can really taste the ocean? The ocean is in it.
Oh my gosh.
It
really
incredible.
Isn't it. And we make the garlic and oil pasta at the battery. That's Mediterranean seawater goes into the pan.
So if we want the Sicilian slices right now, you go to Gio's Chicken West Side.
Well, Gio's Chicken West Side is about to open our slice bar.
Okay.
Okay, so... So we're Antico Sicilian is basically merged into Gio's. It's going to be there's going to be a slice bar in any future Gio's if there is, and then we have currently we did a teaser at the battery. We just kind of softly put the slices out just to see if are we crazy? Do people really like this? And that's when people started whispering to us.
Yeah,
and it was funny and comical and it was rewarding because I've been working on this dough for a year and I've been just thought I had it and I didn't have it and I thought I had it and then. And then, like 2 weeks before Gio's at the battery opened, I said, "I think I have it." You know,
he's like a mad scientist.
I've been in the laboratory.
You have like
for
a lab coat.
I've been in the lab. I've been in the lab for a year, and I got it. No, it's not right. No, it's wrong. I mean, it's just I've been playing, and then I started blending this other flour I'm getting from actually Montreal with my Italian flour, and I finally got it. I finally got it.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break. Right. We're speaking with Gio of Antico Pizza and Gio's Chicken and my favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig. We're going to take and talk more about Antico's Pizza and what goes into it and a little new thing that he's trying out that's going to be very surprising, and we'll tell you all about it right after this break. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. In the studio is Gio with Antico Pizza and David Danzig of the website bitesandsights.net. And we are talking pizza right now. And so you started the Sicilian pizza, Gio.
Yes.
And so you've talked about kind of like an ATM of pizza of sorts.
Yeah.
So
know. When you start saying I'm going to launch Antico Sicilian and you say, well, I can offer slices now, that opens up a whole different, you know, mindset for the patron and for us. So we want to be able to deliver it. And we want to be able to deliver it through DoorDash, one of our partners, and a couple others. We want to be able to give you a slice bar that you could pop in the battery or the West Side or whatever and grab two slices and go quick. And then... people like slices late night, last I checked. So in New York City.
It's called the munchies.
A couple slices late night is like, wow, that's like, you know, there's nothing better, right? And so I created this window called Auto Pizza that's partnered with Square. You're going to be able to roll up in the west side, which late night we have tons of parking.
Yeah.
All of a sudden the parking frees up. And you could roll up there, grab a couple slices and a soda and pay with your phone and tap it on the thing. And there's a little window that open door and slice comes out and you drive away.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be
this
like until 3 in the morning. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just want to try yeah. it to yeah, see it's gonna how be it works.
Fun. No, yeah. it does work well. We've played with it a bunch. And it's just, you know, you could pop your card. You can put your chip in, your card sign with your finger. Slices come out. That's
how
it.
Late is it open?
And you communicate in a headset. It's like a walk-up drive-through, basically. It's going to be open until 2 a.m. on the weekends once we launch it. And then of course, at the Battery, there's a lot of activity going on late night.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we have the open-air bar, which is going to be basically our huge ATM. So that open-air bar, we'll be open till 2 a.m. on the weekends and game days.
How
so
fun.
We just want to get you the slices. So we just came up with it and it worked out kind of cool.
It's
going to be fun.
It's going to be a blast. Okay, we're going to take a break. Speaking with Gio with Antico Pizza and David Danzig of the website bitesandsights.net. When we come back, we're going to talk about his chicken and new thing he's adding to the menu that you're going to absolutely love. Mouth-watering, by the way. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, we have Gio Avani De Palma.
You got it.
You got it. Wow, this is beautiful.
I should get a free pizza.
Sound from Southern Italy. It's crazy.
You get a pepperoni for that.
Southern America, Southern. Yeah, Southern
cheese
Italy,
pizza.
Southern America.
Gold star. You get a gold pepperoni for that. Yeah.
Okay. And David Danzig of the website bitesandsights.net. And we've been talking pizza, but we're switching gears because Gio has Gio's Chicken Amalfiato.
Well, we just call it Italian chicken now.
Gio's now.
Italian chicken because that word got a little torn.
And you know what? My favorite is the blood orange chicken.
Wow, that's great.
I love that.
That's
chicken.
A unique. Yeah, wow. That's seasonal, though.
I know.
I mean,
it's
only
just season now.
We get Moro blood oranges from Sicily, so it's like it only December. I mean, it's only like 4 months.
So yeah. I want you to first, before we tell them the new thing on the menu, describe your chicken.
The dishes or like where I get
where you
source
like,
at the
I mean,
farm.
Because I tell people I go I got to take you this place called Gio's Chicken. Every time they're like, where do you want to go? I'm buying lunch. I'm gonna bring you this place called Gio's Chicken.
Yeah.
So don't just say it's Italian chicken.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Game
There's
changer.
A lot of that. Well, first of all, when I started saying I was gonna open a chicken place, people looked at me like I was nuts, right? And they're like, you're gonna make chicken in the South? What, chicken and waffles or fried chicken or? I'm like, no, Italians, we roast chicken, lemon chicken. I mean, you never, that's Italian? Well, it's Sicilian, really. I mean, the lemon, oregano, garlic, everything's from Sicily. So I said, yeah, we roast chicken in Italy. It's not a big thing in Italy, but there's little dishes called like chicken parm you might have heard of. That's Italian.
Yeah.
Right? Melanese you might have heard of. That's Italian.
Heard of that.
Scarpiello, you go in every restaurant in Manhattan. That's Italian. So there's a bunch of. Cacciatore on Sunday.
Yep.
So there's a bunch of Italian chicken dishes you might not know of, but. We do make a lot of chicken dish. So I decided I was going to do an Italian chicken restaurant. And so I went on this, you know, thing. I everything's about quality and ingredients. So how am I going to get the best chicken in the world? And so I met every farmer and I met a whole bunch of farmers. And it took me a long time. And I got lucky and I met the CEO of Bell & Evans Chicken and an Amish farm guy. He came down and generational company, 125 years, and they're all about quality and purity and everything. And he flew down. I made him lemon chicken with his chicken, and he told me it was the best chicken he ever had since he was in southern Italy.
Wow!
And he said, to many people's surprise, like I'm the only restaurant he sells direct to in the United States.
See,
wow.
this
it's insane. I don't even know why Atlanta, Georgia.
You're the only restaurant, but he sells to Whole Foods and stuff like
that. He doesn't sell to distributors,
okay.
So he sells directly to Whole Foods. He sells a little to the DeKalb Market here and me. And that's it in Atlanta. And then, but he only sells to, you know, like big markets.
So you told me that this Amish farmer gets in his truck, drives from the Amish country.
Yes.
Three times a week.
Yes. To Atlanta.
To Atlanta.
Yes. So
to
I'm starting with a pretty good chicken.
You know, yeah, so
it
I'd
helps.
Say.
I mean, I'm not that great of a cook. I mean, you squeeze lemon on, you know, roast it, but it is, you got to start with a great product. And so chicken is the lowest fat protein, basically, I think you could find. And so other than this new, you know, plant-based vegan that I know. So I don't,
no,
but
I
mean,
know.
You know, slutty vegan. So like, that's good stuff. So
that's
she's
great.
She's great. So, but just, but you know, Bell and Evans chicken, ironically, has the highest fat content of any chicken. And that's no
really?
Accident.
Huh.
But it's not a lot. I mean, chicken doesn't have a lot of fat to begin with. But, you know, we have this joke when me and the CEO that you can't even dry my chicken out if you try. Right? So we haven't tried, but like, you can't. So it's, of course, no hormone, no antibiotic, and it's raised in a way that chickens are stress-free and it's all natural feed and all that stuff. But he invested in an air chilling system. Okay, so the only place you'll see air chilled chicken in America is Whole Foods, because they sell Bell and Evans, and they sell the private label brand, which is made by Bell and Evans.
Okay,
right, that's it. Yeah. And then me and so I think there's one other company in California, but air chilling is a big thing and not something we want to talk about in the restaurant. Okay, because while you're eating, but when you process, which means you know the end of the bird's life,
yes.
You process
yes.
the chicken is
yeah.
a polite way of saying it. You most companies process, they have to cool the body slow in order not to shock the chicken,
mm-hmm.
and they cool it through water baths. And in those water baths mm-hmm. is chemicals.
Hmm.
There has to
right.
be, or we'd all be dead, right? So of some sort of illness. So there's chlorine and there's a lot of other chemicals. And the water breaks down the fat in the chicken in that process, in the chemicals. Well, Bell and Evans has air chilling, okay? So air chilling, it's not dipped in water baths.
Okay.
It's not cooled that way. It's a very expensive, high-tech system. And you should go on their website and see it. But it goes through a series of chilling rooms on hooks. And it gradually, gently cools the chicken. And it's never shocked. And it's never in a water. And it's never in a chemical. And it retains the fat content. So you're starting with the best possible bird you could cook with. I mean, I wish I could get it in Georgia. I wanted to deal with Georgia farmers, but it was just such a big difference. It reminded me of how chicken tasted in Italy.
Yeah.
And I said, I have to have this chicken. And we're so lucky and fortunate that he sells it to us in Atlanta. We really are. We're lucky.
And then what you do with it is incredible.
Well, that helps. I mean, but like, again, you're starting with a great product, healthy bird. And so, I mean, we're putting, you know, what goes in the lemon chicken is... We get the best garlic, wild oregano from Sicily, which I've told you. We use extra virgin olive oil. We make our stock every day. I mean, it's a long process. And so even to like, we're using the best of everything, but just even I've done it on, you know, another cooking show. Like we cook that. That's a 3-stage process to make that chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But just like my pizza, it takes 3 days to make Sicilian pizza. You get it in 3 minutes. Nobody serves roasted chicken on a bone as fast as we do. I like serving food fast. You know, my model is, you know, extreme quality, always fresh products, extreme quality served, you know, extremely fast.
Right.
And always consistent. And if I do those three things, we continue to keep being successful and our patrons love us. So that's what I do. So.
And I love dipping the bread in the sauce.
Yeah, you got to have
chicken.
The bread.
Yeah, so if you've never been to GM's Chicken, it's actually technically fast casual. You order at the counter.
Yeah. I like to call it artisan casual.
It's artisan.
Yeah, because fast casual is a broad group of...
It's not a...
Yeah, I don't think it's in that group.
This isn't Panera bread.
Yeah,
okay?
right.
You sit down, out comes the simplest but the most amazing salad. It's not your dressing.
Well, that salad's comical because I never had a salad in Antico and I used to get a lot of grief for it. And just like... You know, Antico is a one course meal. It takes 75 seconds. Mm-hmm. I don't want to slow it down for you or for us. So, but Gio's, it's a little more slow and relaxed. You're having dinner, right? So we did the salad. So that salad is my childhood salad where we had I'm one of 11 kids. So we had the big wooden bowl.
Yeah.
And then the other wooden bowls you never washed. You just kind of wiped them and they got better over time with the olive oil.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Don't wash those with soap. You ruin the, you know, flavor. So I used to get sent to my room for not eating that salad. You know, as a kid. I mean, well, kid, come on, kids, boy, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat the salad again, right? Like, yeah, I've had this every day of my life. But, you know, it's a special salad. Like, it's a simple. the simplicity.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it would be this big of a deal, but I can't tell you how many people come up
it
to
is
us
my favorite.
And go,
oh, I love
I
it.
Love your, I'm like, what do you, it's just romaine and olive oil and
it's
some lemon. And,
but you put some shaved parm on there.
We put the shaved grana padano and like it just, the right blend of lettuces that's romaine, romaine, arugula, and a little radicchio, and you get the, but I did it because it was my childhood self, but also, you know, I go to a lot of restaurants and they say we have a simple green salad. And end up getting poached pears and roasted walnuts and, you know, goat cheese. And I thought I was just getting like a dinner salad. You know, that's what I wanted, you know. And it's really strange, but it's hard to find a simple salad like that.
Yeah, so you start with that simple salad.
Yeah.
And then the chicken comes and you have a lemon chicken. You have an orange based chicken. There's one with sausage, right? Scarpiello.
Scarpiello, yeah.
You have a diavolo, which is sort
Scarpiello's
of a...
basically like the San Gennaro pizza on top of chicken with... red wine vinegar.
But to paint a picture,
the vinegar scented chicken.
It's a magnificent half bird, almost
A half bird, yes.
Pretty much white, all white meat. Or
yeah, there's a blend. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We take off the drumstick
and it sits in a bowl of the most incredible oil and juices.
Yeah.
It comes with an incredible piece of bread. I think you worked with Linton on that bread.
Yeah, we worked with Holman and Finch on the bread, and they blend flours for Italian flour with his. Mm-hmm. It's a hybrid type thing.
And some potato wedges. Yeah, and you have a, it's really a good meal for two people, I always have to have my own.
Well, everybody said they were going to share. I mean, in the beginning, I got in a little thing with a writer. I'm like, wow, what's with the sharing? Like, why don't you let people share? And I said, and I gave him a good answer that he accepted. I said, look, number one, I'm one of 11 kids. I was forced to share everything in my life. Toothbrushes.
Yeah.
Everything. You don't think we shared food? I mean, we shared, you know, so I shared everything. I said, so I love sharing. I mean, sharing is great, but I said, I want you to eat it in the juices and the broth that it's in.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it makes it another level. It gets better as you eat it. When you get to the bottom and those potatoes are all absorbed in the bread. So if you're going to share, just pass dishes around. You know, it's not about you pass your dish this way and that way and just share it. But
no, I don't share Gio's chicken.
But the
that
juices,
is all
so people don't even share anymore. They're just like, this is mine.
No sharing.
And take it home for the next day. And
it's
then
even better
to heat it up tomorrow. Yeah. It's like it comes alive, you know. It's funny. So good.
But what we are going to share is what you're coming out with today, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been fighting it. And, you know, and I'm sitting there watching Ford Fry, you know, just be the king of fried chicken for so long in Atlanta. And I can't take it anymore. I'm just like, sooner or later, I'm like, you know, I don't know if he's planning on getting a pizza, but, you know, I mean, I go to JCT, like, I'm like this jerk guy. I'm like, I need the fried chicken, and I eat it, and it's so good. It's the best. He makes the best.
It's awesome.
You know, yeah, so I says, let me give him a little, you know, just a little something to think about. Ooh. I mean, the guy just going to be the king of fried, nobody contests it, you know. No, I'm obviously joking, but no, we never... I never wanted a fried chicken because it's not something I don't even own a fryer. I haven't owned a fryer in 10 years. None of my restaurants.
Uh-huh.
So what we do in Italy is we fry it in sunflower oil. So I'm importing this special sunflower oil that's for frying chicken and things like that. And, you know, they do other stuff in Italy. They fry pizza in it. But it's really clean. It's really light. I didn't want to if I was going to serve Italian fried chicken, I just couldn't. It had to be really clean and healthy and light. So it's really healthy because I'm cooking it in this sunflower oil.
Right.
I mean, so, but also we're dredging it in an Italian flour.
Mm.
It's brined overnight in organic cultured buttermilk and Sicilian sea salt.
Oh, wow.
For 24 hours. A Bell and Evans drumstick.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's scary. You could eat it just right then. Don't even cook it. Just eat it.
Right.
So when you take it out of this brine, the sea salt is like, you don't have to put any more salt on anything.
Oh.
It's in the chicken, right? So then we dredge it in this Italian flour and a little more buttermilk, and we fry it in this Italian sunflower oil. Now, I'd never be able to get to explain this in a restaurant, but like, and when you eat it, you most people are like, give me some sauce or something. You don't want any sauce.
No.
You don't want to do anything.
You don't want to cover up the
There's
taste.
A little black pepper and some garlic in that flour. You don't want, you right away, like, can I get some sauces? But then you don't even dip in it. Like, you don't, we have balsamic garlic chili sauce. No one even dips it because, like, you don't want to mess with that. You just want to eat that.
And when's it available?
So now you can get it at the Battery right now. It's all day. It's the bar food side. It's all in the bar area. Mm-hmm. You could get a small bucket. Soon we'll be delivering buckets of Gio's Italian fried
chicken. Oh, my gosh.
And here's the big thing. How about an Antico Sicilian and a bucket of Gio's delivered.
Gio, thank you for coming in
and sharing
all the things
thank
that you.
You
have going on.
Could talk for hours. I mean, it's like, you know, I never, we have a thing in Italy is mangia prima parla dopo. Means like, you know, you eat first, you talk later. So if the food isn't good, why bother talking? So I'm obviously here because you like the food. And now we can talk.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, yeah.
David, thank you so much for stopping by.
Of course. Good to hang with you, Pete.
Great.
Good to be here.
You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, we're talking with Ford Fry and David Danzig about a great event that's tomorrow, and that's Attack of the Killer Tomato. And Ford, what year event is this for you?
This makes 11.
11.
Year 11.
What are you actually doing at this event? I seem to miss it every year, but not this year.
Oh, you got
to
come. So this is like, number one, we're trying to buy, like I came across, and this was 11 years ago, one of our farmers who had tons of tomatoes, and he says, Ford, I can't get rid of these tomatoes. I'll sell them to you for like $1 a pound. And I'm like, okay, that's a problem, you know, because they work so hard. So it's like, all right, let's do a festival that's going to buy all these tomatoes from all the farmers, and it'll be a great month for them.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. And it was also meant to be like a fun festival and a party for the farmers and a festival where there's silly music. We have the Spasmatics playing. we have a chef band playing, you know, me and a few other guys. And we're doing, you know, a Foo Fighters tribute. So bring your earplugs because it's going to be loud. And then there's 60 plus chefs, a bunch of bartenders all doing cool tomato tastings. Okay. And don't think like heavy tomato. Don't think Bloody Mary or any of that. You probably won't ever see a Bloody Mary there. You may see like a tomato jelly donut or a tomato ice cream or a tomato ice cream sandwich or but cool, fun, interesting things.
Yeah.
And that's what's fun about it. So it's really relaxed. There's drinks, there's beer, there's cocktails, there's you name it. So it's going to be a bunch of fun.
Okay, that's tomorrow. And where is it going to be?
So it's at the West Side.
Mm-hmm.
The bridge. Yeah. So West Side next to, so JCT, inside the courtyard, upstairs, all around, across the bridge, all the way along that whole walkway at White Provisions. It just spans that whole thing. So
now, do we need tickets to get in?
You need tickets. There's only a few left, so you kind of need to get on them. Chances are it usually sells out the day before, so they may sell out. If they don't sell out, then maybe we'll be opening, we'll sell some, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen
or not. Okay, do you know where to send folks?
For tickets?
For tickets.
Yeah. Look up killertomatofest.com, and also follow me on Instagram. I may have some updates, and that's just at Ford Fry.
Okay. I can't wait. This is going to be a blast.
It's fun.
This is going to be a blast. Okay. So that is tomorrow in the West Side down near JCT Kitchen. So get your tickets online as fast as possible. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.